Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Okay, let's talk music. As you know, we like to start our Mondays with a series of reviews and previews. And there's just so much content out there. Movies, podcasts, TVs, album releases. So we try to do some weekly curation with a roving group of culture experts. Today, we're going to talk about releases from Sleater-Kinney, some trippy R&B from Blood Orange, and Ed Sheeran with a late entry. He dropped something just last Friday. Our guys today are Pitchfork's executive editor, Matthew Schnipper, and Jason Lipschutz, senior director of music at Billboard. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
So Ed Sheeran just decides to dominate our segment by dropping something on Friday. It's called Number Six Collaborations Project.
It is, yes.
So tell me a little bit more about this.
Ed Sheeran has made, as Jason was saying, a Rolodex collection more than an album. Every single song has a collaborator, and like every single Rolodex, some of that is good and some of that is bad. I have to say, separate from that, it's kind of his attempt to start rapping again. He did start as a rapper. A lot of this album is Ed Sheeran hip-hop, which is, you know, if that's your particular flavor of hip-hop, I think I would probably encourage you to dig a little bit harder. But if that's what you're looking for, he's not so bad at it. There are a couple of songs where you're kind of like, okay, he got a couple of lines off there. What I think is the best about this album, though, are the couple of moments where he is sweet and humble. There is a song with Stormzy, who is a huge UK rapper, where they both sing about how much they love London. And it feels like, oh, man, this is a guy who's on the road a lot and he just wants to go home. So it is a kind of, it's an earnest album. And he's one of those people where sometimes earnest can walk the line over to cloying. This album, I think, really does stay on the kind of sweeter side of that, though.
Well, let's take a little bit of a listen. And Jason, I'll get your take on the other side. This is Beautiful People, Ed Sheeran featuring Khalid. Beautiful people, top designer clothes, front row of fashion shows. What you do and who you know inside the world of beautiful people, champagne and rolled up notes, prenups and broken homes, surrounded but still alone. Let's leave the party. That's not who we are. We are, we are, we are. We are not beautiful. That's a lot of production.
Yeah.
That's a lot of production on that.
It's true. Yeah. It's what's interesting to me about this project is that it's almost hard to rate it as a quality Ed Sheeran album or not, just because it seems like such a fun, almost like a fever dream. Like, if you are Ed Sheeran and you've just come off of a ton of stadiums around the world and millions of records sold, and he's just like, you know what, I want to make an album with my friends, and not only with his friends like Khalid and Camila Cabello and Justin Bieber, but also, you know, he has this flex of, you know what, I always kind of liked 50 Cent and Eminem. Let's put them on one of my songs together in a song that sounds like a Dr. Dre production. Like, that's incredible. Like, it just, more than anything, and there are some hits and misses on here, but to me, it just shows, like, how big of a star Ed Sheeran is, that he does, like Matthew said, have this Rolodex of huge stars to pull from.
He's kind of like, do you remember that movie Blank Check, when there was a little kid who got a blank check and he said, I want anything.
It's kind of like Mr. McIntosh. Yeah.
He just said, yeah, let me get all these guys to come show up. And, you know, there's some good results there.
Yeah.
Good to be Ed. Let's go to Blood Orange, Angel's Pulse. That also came out on Friday. Matt, tell people about Blood Orange.
Blood Orange is a producer, songwriter, composer, a real polymath of a guy named Dev Hines. He is British by birth, lives in New York City, and he has written some great songs for Solange, for Sky Ferreira, for Carly Rae Jepsen, but he has quite a career of his own. What's exciting about him is that he really likes to try everything. Actually, he's recently collaborated with Philip Glass, so he's probably the only person who's collaborated with Carly Rae Jepsen and Philip Glass, I would imagine.
Oh, Jeopardy question in the making.
What's exciting about him is how many different people he always seems to pull into his projects. He seems like a guy who's really excited and happy to share the stage. And because he's someone who has a background as a songwriter, he seems to be able to say, okay, like somebody else can sing this song. It's still mine at heart, but he can welcome somebody like Kelsey Liu, a beautiful singer named Twendita, who's new. And so this album, there are songs where you don't even hear his voice, which I think is really great. He's got a rapper from Florida named Benny Revival who takes over an entire song. For those of you who miss 3-6 Mafia, he has Project Pat on the album, which is an excellent surprise. So he's got this song, Benzo, we're going to hear. I think it really encapsulates this album. It's got that light kind of lilting saxophone. It's got a beautiful chorus towards the end. They're just pop songs. And this album, what's nice about it is he released it and called it a mixtape. He said after he records his proper albums, he always likes to go and kind of mess around in the sandbox. But he doesn't put those out usually. But he felt he had spent so much time on these songs, he wanted to release them to the world. I think actually because they have a little bit of that ingrained lack of seriousness of being like, here's my next statement, it actually benefits from it. It's a really nice record.
Well, let's listen to Benzo from Blood Orange. Get a glass of rosé right now. That's really good.
Doesn't feel like Monday morning.
That was Blood Orange with Benzo. Okay, Shura, this is one of your picks, Jason.
I love Shura.
It's a month away, so we're going to let you slide this one in. This comes out August 16th.
Yeah, so Shura is a British pop singer-songwriter and basically just makes this sort of pristine-sounding indie pop. She put out an album in 2016, which was one of my favorite albums of that year. And this is an interesting pivot for her. The album is called Forever Her. With a little bit of wordplay there. Shout out to Shura's wordplay. But no, I mean, her whole first album in 2016 was all kind of about anxiety and isolation and picking up the pieces of a breakup. And Forever is all about love and romance and starting something new. And obviously, part of it is autobiographical for her, but also the sound of the song quality, I should say, just has not dipped at all. She's just one of those brilliant minds of figuring out melody, figuring out the way to prop up synthesizer around her voice. And she's put out a couple songs from this album so far. Religion has been great. She actually just put out a new song today called The Stage. But I think that people should really check her out just in terms of the song craft and just the songwriting is I'm babbling a little bit, but I'm just so impressed by her. I just can't wait for people to hear this project.
Well, let's listen right now. This is Shura with Religion. You Can Lay Your Hands on Me. So, Jason, if I had to put in the, you know how Amazon says, if you like this, you'll also like this. Who do you think are fans that Shura would share? What artists do you think?
Definitely like a Carly Rae Jepsen, like an Ali X, any kind of Kim Petras, who just put out a great album last month. Any kind of like indie pop singer-songwriters. But I just think that she's grade A and definitely some disco vibes on Religion. So, yeah, check that out for sure.
My guests are Matthew Schnipper and Jason Lipschitz. We're talking about all this new music that's coming out this summer. It's part of our Monday preview and review series of Monsters and Men. It's an Icelandic folk band. They have an album coming out this month. How would you describe their vibe?
Yeah, so Of Monsters and Men basically got lumped in with that kind of folk explosion of Mumford & Sons and the Lumineers. They were always kind of the third leg of that triumvirate. They had that big song Little Talks and a Mountain Sound at the beginning of this decade. They've evolved their sound a little bit, and they're still a big deal. Like, I know that that kind of folk music isn't really puncturing the mainstream right now, but people still show out for these guys. They have a new album coming out later this month. Everything I've heard from this album has been really impressive. They're a very solid live band. And it's just sort of a more, this Alligator song, which is the lead single, is just a kind of more snarling, like kind of guitar rock fuzzed out version of their folk rock. And I find it really appealing.
All right. So for everybody who was just chilling for the past two, get ready.
Here we go.
This is Alligator from Of Monsters and Men. Sorry, I had to wait for the drums. I didn't want to kick back in until we got to the drums. Okay, this is your pick. This is one of your picks, Matt. DJ Hiram, it's Grace. It already came out.
It did. It just came out
this
about a week ago.
This was a little more obscure, I think, for folks.
If you were waiting for some drums, you will not have to wait very long with this record. DJ Hiram is a producer and DJ from Philadelphia. She is one of my favorite artists right now. This record came out on a pretty big UK label named Hyperdub. If anybody out there is a fan of the artist Burial, this is from the same label. What I love about DJ Hiram is how minimal this music sounds while still being super, super, super invigorating. She uses a lot of Middle Eastern rhythms. You'll hear kind of a digital flute through some of these things, but she also just has the kind of sounds where, you know, if you heard somebody playing Buckets in the Subway, you might hear that. If you heard somebody playing a timpani, you might hear that. Any kind of drum that she can find, she throws in the mix, and it sounds great.
Let's listen to DJ Hiram. The name of that is Gemini Rising from DJ Hiram. Okay, so Banks, the artist Banks, has almost 500,000 followers on Instagram. Banks is not, well, it's not her, it is part of her name, right?
Yes. Banks is a really interesting singer-songwriter to me whose career I've been following for a long time. Perfect way to describe her is that she once opened for The Weeknd on tour, and she definitely has that kind of like darkly lit, like rhythmic R&B adjacent pop vibe that The Weeknd kind of mastered. And you know, she has a new album out, her third album. It's just called Three. And I think that she's still evolving. I think that she has yet to have a big hit crossover moment like The Weeknd had. But she, her songwriting is getting more polished. Her songs are still really kind of easy to get lost inside. And I love the single from this album, Gimme, which is kind of a radio look that hasn't quite taken off.
Okay.
And then also a great collaboration with Francis and the Lights. So this is something that I've been spending time with over the weekend. It's good to have Banks back.
Let's take a quick hit of Banks. This is called Look What You're Doing to Me. Heavenly eyes, I'm dying. Wait! right, so we've done two sort of more arty artists. So now we're going to talk about The Lion King. We're just going to go one big commercial push in there. All right, so, but there are two Lion Kings.
One was not enough.
One was not enough.
One for Timon and one for Pumbaa.
But the second one could be interesting.
I'm really excited about this. There has not been very much information about the second non-soundtrack album. If you're a Hans Zimmer fan, go for the first one that just came out on Friday. That's got your kind of standard score and Beyonce song. But then Beyonce is putting out a second album, which is a sort of inspired by the Lion King album. She has not released what the sound, the track list is for this. She's promised some Afrobeat, some hip hop. I am pretty excited to see what that's going to be comprised of. I'm hoping more Beyonce music. We will see on Friday.
All right, we're making an educated guess here. The music world's educated guess is that the song Spirit could be on it.
It seems possible.
Seems possible. So let's listen to just a little bit of Beyonce Spirit.
Well, the melody that pulls you towards it, painting pictures of paradise, saying, rise up to the light in the sky, watch the light lift your heart up, burn your flame.
We knew we had to wait for the big kick. Okay, last one. This is for me. This is. I'm showing my age, my generation. Sleater-Kinney, The Center Won't Hold, coming out in August. Tell me more.
Yeah. So Sleater-Kinney reformed to put out an album in 2015, which is one of my favorite albums of that year. And now they have a new album, their first album since then. Unfortunately, their drummer Janet Weiss just left.
So sad.
Very sad and very unexpected because, you know, they announced this album coming out in August. They announced that the tour, which is going to take place over the fall. So I believe we reported last week that the album is still due out in August, and they haven't canceled tour dates. They're not expected to. But anyway, let's focus on the album, which seems to be Janet Weiss's last album with Sleater-Kinney. They worked with St. Vincent on this album. And, you know, from what I've heard, and I've given it a listen thus far, it's not too radically different than Sleater-Kinney stuff. And then, obviously, The Future Is Here was previously released. I think fans are going to love this, and it's great to hear Janet still on the drums.
Well, I want to kick in a little bit of Sleater-Kinney before we wrap up. The Future Is Here.
I start my day on a tiny screen, try to the ones that are right in front of me. I walk to work out on the city streets. No one speaks to me. The stony faces beat.
I love it already. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Matthew Schnipper, Pitchfork's executive editor, and Jason Lipschitz, senior director of music at Billboard. Thanks for coming in for our music review and preview.
Thank you so much.
Stay with us. Coming up next, Kurt Eichenwald will join us to discuss his memoir, A Mind Unraveled. More after a quick break.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.